40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 40, Jesus, the Key to Everlasting Life. John 3:16-18 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Hi, this is Jim Brown. We live in an increasingly high-tech artificial intelligence world. 98% of Americans have a cell phone, so it's not surprising that many feel religion of any kind is outdated and unnecessary. Yet churches in America are thriving and many feel a need to connect with God. Sometimes we make our Christian faith more complicated than it needs to be. For example, what is really required to become a Christian? Jesus simply told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Unquote. Some churches provide lists of sorts of all the things that someone's got to do before they can become born again. Yet Jesus never gave such a list. In perhaps the most well-known verse in the New Testament, John 3:16, we get what Jesus said to Nicodemus, or Nick at Night as I often say. Reread today's verses again, slowly. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you want everlasting life? Do you want to be with God in heaven for eternity? Are you looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth that our Heavenly Father has promised? Then make sure you're putting your trust and faith and belief in Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. My prayer, Lord, thank you for supplying a way for me to get to heaven for eternity, and his name is Jesus. Amen.